A very good afternoon and welcome to the second hour of the weekly Art and Culture programme. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome now to the studio Antonia Carver, who's Fair Director with Art Dubai. She joins us with her Art Dubai Dispatch. Antonia, great to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Now, I always say this, but I cannot believe a month has gone already.
I know.
I mean, that's just scary.
We're into kind of, I know, things should be slowing down. It's summer, it's hot, Ramadan's coming, but actually nothing, you know, nothing stops in
Not really.
The art world,
no.
Guess.
Well, it's great to have you back in the studio. It's a new slot that we've started on The Edge, where once a month, Antonia or a member of her Art Dubai team will join us here in the studio to give us an insight into what's been happening, what they've been up to, traveling around the world to various different art exhibitions and fairs, and also to get some of their sort of top picks as to what to go and see locally. So what have you got for us this week? I know you've still been busy, haven't you, travelling around?
Yeah, well, it's been very much the travelling season for Art Dubai, in fact, for art fairs and biennials generally. We're just back from, well, a few weeks ago from Art Basel, and before that there was Documenta, which is a huge exhibition which happens every 5 years. So every 5 years, the kind of international, artery moves on from and does a sort of double whammy of Documenta in Kassel, which is a small town in Germany, and then on to Art Basel in Switzerland.
Oh, wow.
And Documenta this year was particularly exciting because it was an incredibly international exhibition. In fact, there are little outposts of Documenta happening in Kabul and also in Cairo and Alexandria this week, actually.
Mm.
And a huge number of Arab artists included in the exhibition. Not for the first time. I mean, it was very international 10 years ago when Okwe Enwezor, who's one of the kind of superstar curators out there, curated Documenta. But this year was seen as a real kind of breakthrough year from the Middle East. And then hot on the heels of Documenta came Art Basel, and Art Basel included two galleries from the Gulf for the very first time, Isabel van den Eynde and Green Dark Gallery.
Mm.
So it was very exciting to sort of see them there, and it, you know, brought a lot of publicity and a lot of critics and reporters saying, you know, that Art Dubai had given a lot of galleries a platform, and they'd seen these galleries here, and then they'd seen them on the international stage too. And really, you know, more than holding their own. I mean, they look absolutely like they should have been there for years. So
wow.
It was really exciting. And also, in Documenta too, I think a lot of the artists that will be very familiar to people who come regularly to Art Dubai or go to other exhibitions around the region. I mean, names like Wael Shawki, who's one of the Abraj Capital Art Prize winners this year, did a fantastic film, part of his trilogy, that looks at the impact of the Crusades through Arab eyes, but using these ancient puppets, and absolutely a magical, magical work. And other artists like Walid Raad, who again shows regularly at Art Dubai and also has been involved in the Sharjah Biennale in years past as well. So, really just incredible work. And it's in the setting of a small town in the middle of Germany, which just gets absolutely taken over by the art world. And a lot of the works were in a huge park there. So, I mean, absolutely blissful to wander around, you know, eating organic strawberries, stumbling across an installation.
Fabulous.
And I tried to convince people that I'd been very, very hard at work. But it was, you know, absolutely magical to be able to see that too. And, you know, a very kind of critical exhibition, one that really was very appropriate for the time we're in at the moment, where obviously there's such a kind of feeling of crisis in Europe as far as the economy goes. And also this feeling of, you know, what's happening in Syria, different parts. I mean, a lot of people are drawing different lines between this very kind of tumultuous time that we're living in, both in the Arab world in terms of sort of politics and change, and in Europe in terms of the economy and what's happening. So in a way, it was a kind of real sign of our times. But, you know, fantastic to see artists from this part of the world so represented and really the stars of the show and being appreciated absolutely as artists, and secondary on where they came from.
Right.
And that's that's something that, you know, I think people have been striving for 20 years. So that's really, you know, a big step forward.
That's really, really great to hear, actually. And I know what you mean about that. It's a question I used to always ask many, many artists, in fact, who joined on this show. And how do you define yourself as an artist or a Middle Eastern artist, or, you know, and a lot of people would use, which is absolutely fair enough, nothing wrong with it, say, no, I'm a Middle Eastern artist, because a lot of times it would open doors, because everyone was quite interested in having a look at what's happening as far as in the Middle East and world of art, etc., the art market here. But now I imagine that you could just say, well, I'm an artist. Is it is it relevant as to where you're from? Well, I personally, my point of view, not obviously in any way in depth in the art world as you are, but I don't think it should matter.
I think it's having the option and the choice, actually. I think if it's, it's very rare that you hear, I mean, you think of the Middle East anyway as a huge construct in a way. I mean, we're talking about a vast region where we're trying to lump together.
It's like saying Africa, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
So, or even India,
Europe,
actually.
You very rarely hear an artist from London or Paris
saying, I'm from Europe.
Brussels saying, well, I'm a European artist. Mm. So I suppose it's having actually having the option to put that, take that baggage on, you know, take it off, leave it behind, and be able to move in that way. And I guess that's all to do with audience expectation and the way critics and the media kind of portray artists. So, you know, it'd be great if we said... Emily Jassir, another artist that was included in Documenta, is an artist who's from Palestine and is working about this at the moment. And other times she might be a Palestinian artist, but to have that kind of option to, you know, anyway, put on your backpack or take it off. And I think that's where we want artists from this part of the world, or as you said, from Africa or from Latin America or anywhere that's seen as emerging, to be treated on an equal footing with artists from anywhere else,
now,
and not necessarily registered through the prism of politics.
Right. Now, there's so much going on, as you said, because I believe there's also a fair opening in Beirut, the Beirut Art Fair.
Yes, which used to be called Menas Art,
right?
Which is was slightly a bit of a sort of mouthful. So I think they've just switched to the Beirut Art Fair for this year.
Will you be heading to that?
And I'm not actually next year, but Cyril Zammit, who heads up Design Days Dubai, will be there.
Okay.
And I just couldn't quite fit it in, unfortunately.
You're a little bit traveling.
But I think there's a good contingent from the Gulf going. Art Sawa has a booth, I know, and IAM Gallery as well, and Tashkeel.
Okay.
So I think the UAE, as usual, is, you know, there and doing its thing. So it should be a really exciting week in Beirut.
They used to have lots of talks there, I remember, as well, like lots of a forum. And I remember, because I knew some people who were at that.
I think they have talks every day. And of course, being, you know, set in the fantastic city of Beirut, nobody needs an excuse to get to Beirut. And there's, you know, so much going on with all the galleries that are there as well, and artist centres and studios. And I mean, that's been one of the.
Is it still really buzzing there and really bubbling with galleries and artists?
Absolutely. I mean, the last couple of years has just seen this the number of venues explode in Beirut. It's been one of the big sort of stories. So, you know, we're all fingers crossed that things remain stable and, you know, continue to grow, because the scene there is not only commercial but also a lot of non-commercial spaces, and places like, you know, the Beirut Art Centre has really become one of the strongest, has one of the strongest exhibition programmes in this part of the world now. So that's something we watch, you know, very, very closely.
Yeah. Well, Antonia, we're going to take a quick break. We've got loads more to talk about. We're going to perhaps stay a little bit closer to home next, I think, with some of the events that are happening and the exhibitions as well. And we'll be back after this.